Okay, our friends. So today we will be reading a story to you called Have You Ever Seen a Flower? The story was written by Sean Harris. It is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
That's right. And my friends, I know you've seen a flower. I know you've seen one. But let's imagine that maybe you're from a really big city. A big city that is full of concrete. And what color is concrete?
Gray.
Gray, yeah. And buildings typically are made of concrete, right? So buildings are typically quite gray. And streets are typically black or white or gray because they've got the white lines, you know. There's not a lot of color, right? And that's what we see in the picture. In the picture, it is a black and white city full of gray, different shades of gray. And it says, have you ever seen a flower? I mean, really? And in the picture, this dark road that is carrying this family away from the black and white gray city, this road is taking them into brightly colored rainbow mountains. Have you ever, I mean, really seen a flower? Now, the mountains are colorful. There's red and yellow and green and blue, and covering the fields are
flowers.
Red flowers. Gorgeous red flowers. I mean, way down in the clover with your face down in a flower. Can you imagine what that would be like if you were in a field full of flowers?
I mean, really actually see a flower and stick your nose in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what the book is saying. And in the picture, we see that a little girl with her dog. And she's crawled over and stuck her nose directly in the flower. Have you ever seen a flower using nothing but your nose? Breathe deep. What do you see? Raindrops made of honey? The knees of a bumblebee? A fancy lady dancing babies at the Royal Jelly Jubilee? Have you ever seen a flower so deep you had to shout, "Hello!" and listen for an echo just to know how deep it goes? Some flowers are really big like that. Sunflowers can be 7 feet tall, and they can have really, really big blooms, like bigger than your head. It's true. And did you ever wonder if you wandered down between the golden columns and into its corridors, who you might meet?
I see a fairy lady.
Deep inside of the flower, we can see something. That's an outline of, it looks like maybe a fairy. And it says, who might you meet? Maybe a tiny queen? And in the picture, we can see her like a bumblebee queen, right? Or a fairy queen with a sword to knight you. Have you ever felt a flower? Do a flower petal's veins feel like the veins beneath your skin? Have you ever pricked your finger or fallen on your knee and seen the brilliant color of your life? What does that mean?
Blood?
Blood. It's red, isn't it? Yeah, and that's what this page is, bright red. Just like the flower's petals. Mm-hmm. Life is inside you. And in the picture, we can see the girl has poked herself with a thorn from one of these flowers, and she's, that hurt. She's got a little blood on her finger and she's crying. That happens when you pick up a rose that's got a thorn. but friends, life is all around you, it says. And sure enough, it is, because all around her are beautiful flowers. Now, put your hands on your belly and say, this is my stem. Now, take a sip of water and stand very still and feel it slip and trickle all the way down to your roots. Okay, those are your toes, right? Do you feel yourself growing? Do you feel yourself stretching towards the sun, ready to burst and bloom? And in the picture, we see the girl is pretending that she is a dandelion. And she's feeling herself become a growing part of this world. It says, have you ever been a flower? I mean, really been a flower. And if you were, would you remember? And she's imagining that she's growing up out of the ground. Try and see. See, I once was a flower in a school play. My costume was a flower. And last year for somebody's birthday, I dressed up like a sunflower for them too. Who was that?
Mine.
Yeah, that's right. I was a sunflower for you. And you know what, friends? It is really wonderful to know that you are growing and that you are becoming something special and that you are the only one who can do the things that you are meant to do. So, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed today's story. And this is...
You want to say it? Or you want me to say it?
The end. You can join us for another story tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.